speak into the mic for that?
One.
How long do I...
Probably
do
speak
I hold
with,
this, like, the
probably
whole
point
time,
it backwards.
Or do I...
Yeah, you know, you hold it when you want to talk
really
into it,
really kind
June.
Of phallic of some sort here.
You can stop. That's not it. You can also stop it. Gene's never seen a microphone before. Go ahead, Gene.
Like I've never... How far away does it have to be? Like,
we're just going to edit you out of the whole show. Don't worry.
Shit. Going to make all these lies about me and then plaster my face on Facebook or something.
What, that we've been hooking up?
Yeah. I didn't even think about it until way later.
You can't what? Stop hooking up with me?
Yep. That was it. I was so innocent-minded. He totally believed me, and I was like...
All right. Let's get to the show here. We can cover that later.
Didn't know what it
meant. Guys, today
to
we're
him.
Talking about boomers.
Mm.
They call themselves the golden generation. They call themselves the God generation. Sometimes they just call themselves the generation with no... adjective, they expect you to know. It's like a persona 5. There's many different variants, but there's one true generation, and that would be the boomers. Gene, are you a boomer or are you Gen X?
I'm the borderline boomer. I'm
what
the very
you
last
mean?
Year, 1964.
That's the last year for boomers?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we're excited, guys. Gen X, boomers, same shit. I don't mean to swear. Same, different dicks. Same dick, that's what it is. Gen X and boomers, same, two different dicks on that. You telling me that I want two dicks? Now, hey, you a fat bitch, you ain't got no booty. Y'all telling me there's a fat bitch and she ain't got no booty? Same Jew, different foreskin. Are we past the 45-second point where we can talk about Jewish blood libel on YouTube? And still be sponsored by BetterHelp? Guys, this is brought to you by BetterHelp, okay? When you are considering the various crimes of the Jewish people, you're gonna wanna call BetterHelp. BetterHelp is specifically help for anti-Semites. It's available now. You can call a licensed therapist. You can rant about Jews. It's helped me so much, as a matter of fact. You deserve to be happy. What type of therapy are you looking for? Individual, couples, teen? Now, I go with couples, and I call and I say, me and Adolf Hitler, this is the BetterHelp script. Are you serious? Is this the script they gave us? This can't be real. I don't believe this.
This is the 30 seconds. The 60 seconds a little different.
They specifically said to name drop Adolf Hitler. I'm not here to question my corporate betters here. Regain.us, what's that? Couples therapy? Oh, it's a different website. So if you have a bad bitch and she stops acting bad, you got to get that bitch in line. You go to regain.us. Imagine getting an email from a website telling you that your partner, what is that code for some gay guy? We ever talk about that? What's that code for? A gay guy? Who's my partner? What, a gay guy?
Are you a cowboy? Do you have a partner?
You playing cowboys and Indians? Me and my partner, are you a cop? Are you a 70s hard-boiled police detective? What do gay guys call it?
Life partner.
Life partner? Oh, that takes all the utility out of the phrase life partner. Chris is my life partner. Whether he knows it or not, we're not gay. Are we, Chris?
No.
We share farts. We spend a lot of time in the car, but that doesn't make us gay. I can't call this guy my life partner, though. I'll get crucified for that. My life partner. Ugh. They ruined it. What else did boomers ruin? Let's get to that. The topic at hand. Whether I'm on or off the court, there's one product I know that's got my back no matter what.
Jeez.
When my team's going up against the other team, and my team's going to go up against those other guys. There's one product I know. It's got my back, no matter what. You've probably heard that RFK Jr. is taking Methylene Blue.
Jeez.
To stay focused, energized, and mentally resilient.
Oh, snap!
That's what I use when I'm on the court.
Oh,
you can experience those same benefits with... from
This doctor formulated Nutraceutical. The first. It's the first to combine methylene blue with NAD and PQQ, creating a unique formula designed to optimize mitochondrial function, improve energy, and elevate cognitive performance, whether you're on or off the court. Methylene blue crosses the blood-brain barrier to enhance memory, focus, and executive function by increasing ATP production, helping protect against aging and cellular damage. If you're looking for a real mental and physical edge, delivers. Get 10% off plus free shipping. Head to twc.health/hide and use code HIDE. Feel the difference. Think clearer.
In the 1950s, there's no shortage of parody material. Fallout, crooner, advertising, big Cadillacs and stuff. People parody the 1950s. They think that's like a smart thing. This country was an actual paradise. Wealth, houses, jobs, food, clothing that wasn't fake. It's the best it's ever been for any generation in human history. And what do your parents, in some cases, or your grandparents do? They destroy it. They destroy it in a way that is will bring them into the hall of fame of legendary, selfish morons. That's what happened. These are people who, it appears, they deliberately spend the most money with the least regard for the people around them. I want you to see what a walnut brain looks like. We're going to load up a picture of a maroon C5 Corvette convertible with a tan interior and chrome wheels. Be careful, this is going to be a hard one to find. They only made 250 million of these. A maroon Corvette with a tan interior and chrome wheels. This is sort of like if you join the SS, you get a Hugo Boss suit. If you join the Boomers, Boomer Men, this is your outfit. This is your costume. This is part of your soul personified, commodified, turned into a physical object. This is the Boomer soul. I know you're not car guys watching this, but I want you to know how boneheaded and retarded this vehicle is, this depreciating asset, this nothing car, okay? As you've seen this 1,000 times, it's trite to point this out, but this is the truth. They bought houses for 50 grand. The median price of a single family home was 13,000, yo. They bought cheap houses, and they brag about this today. You've heard this from a relative. At my house, I got it for $25,000. And they look at you like they expect you to, you know, can pat them on the back for having such foresight, such a visionary real estate trader. If they had any type of foresight whatsoever, they would have done it 100 times over. There were multiple opportunities from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the monetization of equities, the monetization of real estate. Pick a thing out of a hat. There were 12 different Bitcoin-like opportunities where these old fucks could have 100x their money if they had been doing anything other than keeping their money under their mattress. If they had been awake at the steering wheel, they could have grabbed for themselves hundreds of millions. But they didn't because they're pinheads. They view life as this pleasure thing that's designed for them.
They're short-sighted.
Baby boomers hold approximately 51% of the total wealth. Boomers are 20% of the U.S. population, still.
It's ticking down.
They gotta go, man.
Sorry, Gene.
These people gotta go, man. They're 20% of the U.S. population. They're holding on to 51% of U.S. wealth.
We need another pandemic.
I do agree with that. We need COVID-20 to kill these fuckers, man. But that's the wealth that they're holding on to. That doesn't include their entitlements like Social Security and all this shit that we're going to have to continue. You're holding the bill for old people right now. So that 51% of the total wealth in the United States, it's more than that because they're still going to take your money to pay for their dying. The wealthiest generation in history has literally blown their children's inheritance on OnlyFans hoes. See for yourself, 35K on this dumb hoe, but the boomer is even dumber.
Introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Big Tony.
I am your number one OF subscriber.
And how much have you spent?
$35K, $34,000.
Well, it's nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, you have soft hands.
Thanks.
Finally, I got to touch them.
Depending on your age, this is all your dad's or all your grandparents' in one form or another, okay? Your grandpa, when he divorced your grandma and got a Laotian whore wife, it's just good. It's just your life. If you've ever wondered why a $20,000 set of golf clubs exists, it's not because there are like really good golfers out there who need super high-end golf clubs. It's not that. Can you not click your nails? It's not that there's like some gang of super golfers that need $20,000 clubs. It's because these people, these boomers, they have more money than they know what to do with because they're stupid and they're buying golf clubs and jet skis and going on cruises and prolonging their shitty lives. Stats on boomer end of life care. Now listen, this is very black-pilled stuff. I don't want to get too dark here. There is a white pill at the end of this. I'll hit you with that. But end-of-life care costs have risen across generations, but baby boomers stand out as particularly expensive, averaging $50,000 to $100,000 in their final year as of 2025. Now, that's averaging. That's not what you're going to pay, okay? That's averaging. That takes into account all the street people who are going to die on the street. But your parents, your grandparents, when they go, it's going to cost you $250,000 per person. You're going to have to shell out $500,000 to keep your grandparents alive in a tortured state for another year. Okay, you don't have $500,000. You only have $250,000. You got to pick one. You got to pick between your mom and your dad. You're going to have to pick one, and the other one you're just going to have to put under the house. You bury them under the front porch, and just kick them in the head, bruise them, put them in the trunk of a car, dispose of them in some humane way, boil them, whatever you gotta do, dispose of them in a humane way, take the one that you like and put them in a home. Boomers spend more due to longer lives riddled with chronic conditions like diabetes and cancer, paired with costly advanced treatments and a growing reliance on long-term care. What's an advanced treatment? Well, I'll put it in scientific terms for you guys. An advanced treatment, it's very space age stuff. This is stuff that is it's pretty high tech. It involves a lot of cyber tech, nano augmentations. They put you in what's called the dream machine, and that's from the James Bond movie, the one where the guy, he only sleeps for an hour a day in the dream machine to keep him sane, the Korean guy who goes white. That's the one right there. This is the sort of cyber medicine. Also in that Wolverine movie, when there's the old guy that I think Wolverine almost killed in World War II. He's like a super rich Japanese guy, and he's on some sort of cyber bed type thing. What does it mean when you're spending $250,000 on advanced treatment? What that means is a black orderly is making your parents oatmeal in the morning so that they can beat their ass later in the afternoon in urine-soaked pajamas while your parents or your grandparents lose their minds.
Two certified nursing assistants, 28-year-old Yashika Jones and 35-year-old Rose Blaze, taunt and hit Wilson as they dress him in bed.
Sorry, that's the most advanced treatment we got. We unfortunately don't have anything quite like the Silver Samurai Raujin Z. The medicine's really expensive. It's made in India for a dollar, but it's $2,500 a dose. So we gotta pump them full of that shit, and then we have to have a black orderly make them oatmeal and then beat them into a piss-soaked coma later on at night. That's advanced care. I know this sounds fake, okay? I know this sounds kind of preposterous, but I did do the research and price out how much it would cost to have the lowest possible paid black guy beat an old guy's ass every day in urine-soaked pajamas, and it is $250,000 a year, so there's that. While hospice use tempers some expenses, their sheer numbers and higher expectations for medical intervention dwarf the simpler, shorter end-of-life needs of their predecessors, setting a pricier benchmark that Gen Z and millennials may only surpass because of inflation and tech-driven care. Also, they got hit with TV, too. Before TV, there was never, you never had images. You had like a cartoon. You ever see old like satirical political drawings.
Yeah.
They're not that convincing.
No, I'm not compelled by any of those images.
Like a guy in a top hat and his body is like a big fat like globe.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
I've seen
like
that
the
one.
Globe is drinking a barrel of oil. It's not as powerful as a Schindler's List.
That would get me off the couch, the Schindler's List.
Yeah, that would get me ranting and raving Schindler's yes. List
right.
to help them.
Better help.
Better help them.
Yes.
Old-timey propaganda. It was either a fucking cartoon or like a long screed.
Folded at both ends, rolled in, met yeah. in the middle.
I mean, it must have worked on some people because communism existed before television. Mm. But, I mean, it's impressive that it did. Because they were writing long-ass screeds. You had to read a book if you wanted to be a communist, right?
That's kind of motivating, too, though, because if you read a screed, that's like, I've read this whole screed. I might as well do something with it.
I bet you that's not a small part of what the psychology was. What's that self-help book that's like, how to fucking be a badass and shut the fuck up? Every airport ever has it. We talked on the Hagakure one about the importance of not reading stuff. If you type in how to fucking on Amazon, these are books that will blow your brain up. It's just fucking meditation. How to find yourself, calm your anxiety, and manifest the life of your dreams. It covers some disgusting LA
Brazilian.
Bleep that out. He looks like a cool guy. How to not fucking kill yourself.
That's a good one. I
oh,
like that
man.
One.
How to be a fucking unicorn, a guide to living your best life. How to cope with a massive penis. That's a pretty funny one. You leave that out on your desk. The big fucking secret. How to control existence, kick ass in the fifth dimension, and illuminate the world. $999.
Probably worth it.
It is. Scroll down. It's got a lot of reviews for an expensive book. The subtle art of not giving a fuck.
That's
That's it right there. Yeah, baby. The subtle art of not giving a fuck. I promise you, if you read this book, you'll be worse off afterwards. Oh, man. 150,000 reviews. More than 10 million copies sold. Yo.
Should give it a book review.
I don't think I'd make it through. I think
we'll
I'd
have Gene read it.
We got Gene's. Gene's head is so calcified that she's immune to that sort of programming.
Is it possible they struck a deal where it's like they will put it in places like this hotel buys a bunch of them? And
the formula is you put something together that's inoffensive, but it seems offensive. It's just like corporatized virality. And if you can corporatize virality, they'll take your book and they'll put it in Urban Outfitters and every airport, wherever. It's not a rare thing, but it is this specific vein of thing that goes viral like that.
I bet there are a lot of girls that, college girls, that they came across this book and they're like, it like found me.
Yeah.
And they thought it was a sign.
I think there's probably 3 million people who thought the book magically found them. Oh yeah, unfuck yourself. That's another one. Yeah, right. You ain't never going to unfuck yourself, dog.
Step one, never pick up this book.
The subtle art of not giving a fuck journal. I'm very particular about stationery. If you're writing down something important in a thing, which is going to be printed on the lowest quality Chinese paper. It's going to be falling apart in your hands by the time you get it. But it's got that cover. So you're putting your thoughts, your important stuff in this thing, and you're walking around and it says the subtle art of not giving a fuck journal. I have a buddy who his grandmother is a compulsive gambler and the grandfather is a doctor from like a rich neighborhood. He's a doctor who's made almost $1 million a year. By all means should be like a 100 millionaire if he had paid any amount of attention and bought in at any point on the rise of gold, real estate, stocks, whatever, even just like throwing a dart at a dartboard, 100 millionaire. They have like a house, it's a one store, it's a shitty ass house in a rich neighborhood. The way these boomers live, it's like, it's sterile, but it's disgusting. Carpet everywhere, you can smell mothballs. There's like hot dogs and shit, like they eat like pigs. They eat deli meat, like buns.
I hate to say it, but yeah, my grandparents are kind of like that. There's lots of Hostess snacks.
Snacks?
Snacks.
The grandmother is a compulsive gambler who has gambled away more than $1 million. She can't be allowed to leave the house, on her own because she will go find a casino and gamble.
Is it high-level gambling or is it like pressing a button?
No, it's pressing a button.
Oh, that's terrible. There's swarms of people like that. We saw them in Vegas, you know, just doing the thing with the... Shocking how compelled they are to play those games.
If you haven't seen this ever, you have to go to a casino and see people at the slot machines and just see what happens so you can start to build some type of barrier between that and yourself for when you might need it later in life.
These are the same people that would never participate in Bitcoin ever. They'd be like, oh, no, that's a scam. It's a gamble.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally gambling.
Well, they know everything. They're geniuses. Yeah.
But they also don't trust putting credit card information, in my experience, into the internet and buying things online. Because, like, they'll steal your information. Then why do you have a credit card? It's just a bunch of warnings from the news.
Just keep cash.
Right.
The mind of a boomer is an amazing thing because they were the first ones really hit with television. So anything that you can see, if you can see it, it's real in the mind of a boomer. It doesn't matter how much it looks like AI. There's a thing. We'll pull this up on screen in post. But these Facebook groups that are run by Indians and they're like local Facebook, like Texas mother support group. And the picture will be a woman holding a quilt of Texas. It's obviously AI generated.
Eight fingers.
Yeah. And boomers are just like boomers are just sifting through this, trying to find how to send money to these people. What's the quickest way to empty my wallet with the money that, my grandson's going to need to pay when I'm dying anyway. What's the quickest way to transfer this into brown hands?
And they copy and paste the same message over and over. Oh, it's, yeah. They're better off illiterate, these people.
Absolutely. If you could wave a magic wand and make it so boomers couldn't read, you'd save them a lot of trouble.
You throw unteaching them how to speak and we've solved world hunger. Yeah. I mean, the world is better.
Definitely. Healing.
No offense, Gene.
Gene's one of us. She's cool.
She is one of us.
You're one of the good ones, Gene.
Gene, you're one of the good ones. I give you when there's boomer, total boomer death, we'll give you a pass, okay?
You'll get the one COVID 2.0 vaccine that works. Mm-hmm. We'll save it for you.
We'll get one of the Israeli ones. The end-of-life care thing is really nasty, and it's I said it was a black pill, and there's a white pill. The white pill is raise your kids and care about them. Because, I mean, what did boomers, if you think about it, what did they do for you? They did a lot for you. You find something crunchy? Boomers circumcised you. They had to, okay? The doctors and the TV said it was the thing to do. Did you know boomers, they don't breastfeed their kids?
I didn't know. I wasn't breastfed, but
true.
I had a Gen X mama.
I breastfed mine, and they're both still there, and they're in their 40s.
They're both still breastfeeding. Breastfeeding rates were at a low point for boomers. Okay, so this is not just my imagination. I think what happened is the TV, where it's not possible to put a fake image on TV. If it goes on TV, it is real. I think what happened is they saw an episode of The Jetsons, and a doctor told them that formula is the breast milk of the future. And they went, oh, and then they decided corn syrup and sunflower oil would indeed be a good substitute for nature's milk of a mother. I think that's what happened, generally. Now, you're a breastfeeder actively, so you don't need to comment on this. You're in agreement with us. But, yeah, your parents, they helped you so much. They circumcised you. They formula fed you so you'd get big and strong, so you'd be a big, healthy hero. They vaccinated you 80 times. The CDC, the American vaccination schedule, gets some shots in there. There's 70 of them before 3 months. This baby's going to die if you don't pump it full of mercury and aluminum.
Otherwise, they'll get polio.
Polio.
Remember polio? Yeah. Iron lung, that one guy still alive.
I went through that, and I remember being with my mother and my grandmother in the car as they discussed. No, yes, no, yes, no. And I said, yes, I'm going to do it. And yes, I did.
Get the polio vaccine?
It was a nasal capsule. for polio, yeah. And as a matter of fact, my mom, who wasn't vaccinated with it, supposedly she had like this, I forget, some, there's a name for this temporary polio.
HIV.
She was, no, HIV wasn't there yet.
Temporary polio.
It was a temporary, it was a temporary polio. Look it up. It's
the
like,
Rothschild's
I can't, there's a name.
Temporary polio.
There's like a name for it.
It's called
so
polio.
She had all the,
shingles?
No, she had all the symptoms of it. She couldn't move. It's kind of like an hysteria polio, I think. It's really weird.
It's called olio.
Sleep paralysis.
Without the B.
No.
She was just being hysterical.
I think so. Mm. That's my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. That's my mom, though, so don't talk about
ones.
My mother.
Mm. Mm.
Were you at all shamed by other moms for breastfeeding? They were like, oh, don't do that.
It was kind of more on my end where back then women didn't show their breasts in the United States. Mm. So learning to use a shawl and things of that matter and finding a, you know, a quiet area because right. you can't be around people screaming and hollering. The kids got to concentrate. Mm. So, I mean, I did it, but I knew a lot of other friends of mine that didn't.
Yeah.
And they were for various reasons, too, because they couldn't, or I had to stop relatively quick because I overproduced. It caused, like, a colic effect. The kid was constantly choking because all you had to do was flush the toilet, and it was like, you know, you ran the water. I put more pads on than anything else. Just
the leaking,
not that easy, trust me.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. We don't want to talk about that.
No, I think we got the picture.
Okay.
We can keep going.
That's all right.
The Holocaust didn't happen once. It happened 1,000 times. It happened as many times as there's a Holocaust movie. That's how vivid these pictures affect the boomer mind. If you're a boomer, every time you think you're done paying your debts for slavery, for the Holocaust, it was your fault. Every time you're done paying these debts, a new movie comes out. And the vividness of Michael Clark Duncan, the tears in his eyes as he's about to be executed. And he says, I wish all white people didn't own us. And you feel the guilt of slavery in your boomer mind. And you know that it happened. And it's still happening. This is how the boomer mind works.
Okay.
The good part of that is that every day is a bonanza where you can win a sweepstakes and you can win $1 million if you just keep shopping. It's one of the ironic things is that the 50s and 60s, that was a rare time in this country where you could get high quality products. You could get clothes made of natural fibers, like handmade stuff, cars made of steel, etc. And these boomers in their like anxiety to maximize gain moved production off to China so that you could buy stuff for a dollar. They just want like more crap. Yeah. The hoarder mindset, they don't even care that it's total junk, that it doesn't work. They're going to buy it 3 times anyway.
I have that too. And I think it's by being raised by a Gen Xer who was influenced by a matriarch who was a boomer. I just bought this.
But they're like McDonald's toys gadgets. They break in your hand. Yeah, they're awful.
Exactly this.
You could 3D print that.
I could, but then I'd have to buy a 3D printer.
Which you will.
And I will. You will. And you'll get a 1,000 of them.
I think that's why hipsters, like millennial, I don't think hipsters are all that bad. I think part of it's a return to quality. Like people want clothing that's well-made and cars that aren't gay.
Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset presents Get Rich Quick. All this could be yours. Give us a call on 434-225-7226. You could be making up to $4,917 per week. Now you can get your copy of Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset for just $19.99 for a limited time only.
Hey, Sam. Talking about boomers, what about absent boomer grandparents? My son is 16 months old, and both of my parents, my mom and my dad, who divorced when I was a child, haven't even met my son yet. What's the deal? They just don't care.
Both your parents have turned into Cheeseburger in Paradise, the Jimmy Buffett song. Boomers loved authority. They had it easy, and they were told just work and then you'll get to relax. You get your 401k, and you get to take it easy in Florida. They're not going to let your kid stand in the way of their cheeseburger in paradise, all right? That's just how it is, bro. Tried to amend my carnivorous habits, made it nearly 70 days. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice, and soaking up rays. But at night, I'd have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, or bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge chunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. They should kill this guy. Is he dead?
He is.
Okay.
Two years ago, I think.
Is he in hell? Is it confirmed that he's in hell?
We've got it confirmed. Multiple sources.
Okay, nice. Heaven on earth with an onion slice.
Cheeseburger in hell.
He's with his life partner in hell, enjoying his last cheeseburger. Can we play a clip of the song?
Sure.
Just like 2 seconds of it to get the gist of it. Because once you hear 2 seconds of it, you'll know immediately how saccharine and cloying and fake and gay this shit is. It has the charm of like Japanese city pop, but with Japanese city pop, you're protected because you can't understand the lyrics. Mm. And it's this foreign thing. There's an air of mystery to it, an air of specialness to it. I understand why people can get into it, but it's this guy is in hell. It's confirmed.
Oh, he is the cheeseburger.
He is the cheeseburger, yeah. Oh. Can we pull up an AI image of Jimmy Buffett as a cheeseburger burning in hell?
I gotta say, brilliant lyrics. Shocking 180 IQ lyrics.
Yeah, your parents don't want to see your kid. That's not your fault. That's because their heads are like blocks of heavy metals and retardation and wickedness. So you're in the same boat as everybody, so you don't need to worry too much. Just make sure you raise your kids to love you so that you don't end up in a urine-soaked retirement home getting your ass beat by an orderly.
Yeah, you have enough of them, and one of them is bound to care enough to raise you, I imagine.
That's part of the cycle of life. I mean, especially for women, when you're growing up, your father protects you, and then you need to find a husband to protect you, and then you need to raise a son or have a daughter that marries into a good family so that your son-in-law can protect you. But men have to do the same thing, otherwise you're going to end up sucking a shotgun.
I think that's where the entitlement comes from, too, because in the past, there's the concept of filial piety, you know, respect for your elders. The problem is, in the past, elders are respected because they pass on a world that is either better than the one they grew up in. And if not, they will offer you advice or something. They'll offer something, inheritance, whatever, and it will make your life easier. If you listen to any boomers, the advice they give you is poison. It's toxic. And they act as if, well, you should be listening. And you'll tell them, hey, the world's not the way it was when you were my age. And they'll poo-poo you. They'll scoff, you know?
They trust authority so much. I don't know why that is. And especially when it comes to medical stuff, you can't tell one of these people anything. If it's signed off on by a doctor, it's gospel to them.
I think in the 1950s it was, or something like that, there was like a communist push to make people wear jeans, essentially, like the workers' class shit. Mm-hmm. And by dressing down like that, having less respect for yourself or presenting yourself in a way that you're integral or a part of society, then you're now listening to the man in the suit on the TV. Mm-hmm. He's got a suit. He's qualified. Mm. They've sort of separated themselves from a position of authority or critical thinking by being the jeans and t-shirt people.
That call was crazy. He's got a 16-month-old and the parents haven't seen it yet?
That's 16 months of opportunity.
Chris, care to comment?
I mean, is that specific to boomers? I mean, I know
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of millennials to be exact. Yeah.
Millennial grandparents?
And then they prevent you, the grandparent, from seeing the child too. That doesn't help either. We don't want to get involved in that stuff.
It's true.
I'm a grandparent. I don't get to see my grandchildren because of the actions of my own children, because they're idiots. And so I stay away from my grandchildren because I want them to have whatever they can salvage, be happy. Mm. That's what's important.
How old are your grandkids?
22, 16. I don't know. I got like 8 of them.
You don't see them?
Well, a couple I do. One's living with me, mm-hmm. which I raised, basically. My daughter didn't do too well, you know. Had that Vicodin thing go on in her life and a whole bunch of her friends, and they just all went like this. One after another, like tin soldiers. And it seems like the whole generation of them, I can't say all, because there's a lot of them that didn't do that, but there's a lot that did. And I just happened to be that one grandparent. And so, of course, you know, my son, being the idiot that he is, oh, well, you don't even see your grandkids. I'm like, well, I got four from you. One's here, one's there, one's there, one's there. This one don't want me to see them. They don't want you to see them. So you just, you do what I feel is necessary for the happiness of the child where they are now. If those particular people, the other parent or the guardianship, don't want me to be involved because of my children, then so be it. Whatever's right for the child. So you don't know that circumstance of this person. Who knows if he had another child and he was just using them as a babysitter and they're like, you know what? Bananas with this.
It'd be like one big spy game.
You're right. Like they left clues and stuff, so it's possible to find them, but they're not going to play this game.
Mystery or a manhunt or something.
Right. Where in the world is my grandma, San Diego, my grandparent?
I do like what you just said there. Bananas with this. I'm going to start using that around the office.
It's from my nana.
It's because of banana runts.
It's candy.
They're based off a banana that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
That runts still exist.
Not the bananas they're based off of.
Do you remember the AIDS scare?
I do.
Did you personally worry about getting AIDS ever?
I did.
I remember. When I was a kid, they were trying to like push this idea that straight people could get AIDS. And it turns out to get AIDS, you actually need to have anal sex with 3,000 men to get AIDS.
It's hard.
RFK thinks that it's from paupers.
100% of the people who died of the first 1,000 who had AIDS were people who were addicted to paupers. You know, they were people who were part of a gay lifestyle.
People were getting AIDS from paupers at an extraordinary rate.
Yo, RFK is fucking so funny. He's anti-pharma company.
Yeah.
Trump gets elected. He's chilling with Rabbi Shmuley.
Oh, yeah.
And leading the charge on anti-Semitism.
Right.
His whole life now is just a complete switch.
Yeah.
Fuck the health stuff. I'm going after anti-Semites.
Right. The worst thing for your health is going against the people that have the Samson option.
Yes, that's true.
To stay healthy,
yeah,
eat seed oils, but don't fuck with them.
It actually turns out we do have a health crisis. It's the Samson option. Anytime you see FAFO on your fucking timeline, anytime you see instant karma, don't watch soul-annihilating garbage. There's a word for that. It's called schadenfreude. It's when you take pleasure in someone else's misery. The idea with fuck around and find out is someone keys a Tesla and then gets arrested, which is what should happen. That's a good thing. But this is like genre of video. Like a guy goes and he stops a car and yells, and then he gets his head beaten with a wooden baseball bat. This is not a healthy genre of video to watch, even if our side is winning. It's not something you should watch more than you need to get an idea of how the world works. All you're getting is mental sickness from watching human suffering and going, whoa, cool. That is in particular a boomer thing. They watch videos. This is the primary market for like glitter bomb porch videos, you know, like mail theft.
Right.
These scenarios where it's like, I fought back and I made it through clean. Nothing bad happened to me. That's a viral internet video thing. That's a thing that happens to other people. That's not for you. What happens to you is you are in a legal nightmare. Even if you don't go to jail, the next 10 years of your fucking life are a nightmare of paperwork and paying lawyers because you accidentally whatever somebody. I'm ranting, but building a glitter bomb?
Yeah, you shouldn't go around life creating Home Alone style retribution.
No, man.
With what do they call those machines? The Rube Goldberg? Yeah, don't do anything Rube or Goldberg.
Yeah, and I'm not siding with male thieves on this one. In a perfect world, you'd build a Rube Goldberg machine where a shotgun comes out of the mail slot.
It's a very simple.
And blast them in the cock, okay? That would be a fitting punishment. And it is funny that there are people who build bombs and put them on their porch. But if you do that,
yeah,
you're going to get fucked.
It doesn't pay to be the faux part of the fafo.
Yeah, no, don't, you don't want to be, you don't want to faux. You really don't. Tom Hanks, the ultimate conniving boomer fuckface, portraying the ultimate boomer retard. Fresh off an Oscar for dying of AIDS the year before, Philadelphia. Then in Forrest Gump, his pretty lifelong friend Jenny died of AIDS. I guess you should not have fucked all those homosexual intravenous drug users, Jenny. Forrest Gump is like a boomer fable and a twisted tutorial for successive generations. If your heart is pure, like ours were, the boomers, and even if you're retarded, you'll blunder into success after success. Go to war, if you get shot, you'll get ice cream. Get rich owning a business you own, you know nothing about. Run and run for no reason, people will follow you. And when you've got nothing to say, they won't even be mad. And if you're lucky and your heart is pure, you can finally rest on a bench and eat chocolates. The wealthy retard who didn't die of AIDS.
I don't know if this applies, but my dad is more Generation X, but he is a fucking complete boomer in the way he acts. For the past 36 months, I've had to explain to him every consecutive month that his YouTube bill is an Apple payment. And he asked me every single month for the past 36 months, 3 years. Holy shit.
I was at the bank today. I had to physically go to a bank and move money around. Banks are kind of a subsect of the boomer mind, kind of not personified, but objectified in like architecture and bureaucracy and the mechanism. Explaining to somebody, a bank teller, what comedy is, and then talking about like what the purpose of a money transfer is for. I probably did 4 hours of banking today to do very little money moving that I just had to do for timing here. If you're doing physical banking, you are poor. Bank of America is so awful. It's really probably the worst institution that America has ever created, including the CIA, MKUltra, the ADL, NAACP. Bank of America is the worst organization that Americans have ever made. And I'm not connoting terrorism, but when there is a terrorist attack,
right,
I will be like the dancing Israelis. I will be doing a jig on the rooftop directly across from the Bank of America, where I've rented property so I can set up my operations, okay, with my brothers, Mossad. But Bank of America sucks, and I tweeted asking people for a bank recommendation, and a lot of people were like, credit union. And credit unions, like, if you look up a credit union, they all have 5-star ratings, but the reason for that is because the people who use credit unions, they go in to do local banking, and the bankers know them by name, and there's like a Keurig machine there. So they're like in the bank, chilling, drinking a coffee, and like the guy knows my name. Like, it's totally inefficient. The system is like fried. It's just as bad as a bank chain, like Chase or something. But the guy, they know your name at the credit union.
Did they try to establish your name?
They didn't try. I think they called me Stan. Oh, you're a comedian? I need an hour to process that and understand how that makes money, because we're worried you're a terrorist. Just wait, okay? Just wait. And the people that are in there, they're fucking bums. People who do in-person banking, it's because they're depositing checks for like $300 and they can't figure out how to do it on a phone. And they're coming in doing like $15 transactions. It's like Mickey Mouse shit. Like a grown-ass man with an actual job bringing in cups of change to deposit. If you're one of these guys that goes in for physical banking, you're like super particular. Like, I saw a deposit on there for 32 cents. I'm racking my brain trying to figure out where this is coming from. Did I get hacked? And also, there was a gay guy who said he got hacked.
Yeah.
The guy that came in, he was like, ooh, they got everything. I need to secure my account, like, right now. I can't use my phone for verification because they have that. They saw me doing it, so he's got everything. He has every access to everything. I'm sure it was some, like,
conniving ex-gay boyfriend?
Some grinder hookup that like went foul.
Yep.
Watching regular people struggle to get banking done in person, it's like low rent, depressing shit. The Apple Pay stuff, that's not that bad. Your dad might just love you and he's looking for an excuse to interact with you.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
Just paint it that way in your head if you have to. But just make sure that when he's dying, he doesn't have the chance to rewrite his will to his Laotian whore gambler wife.
Is it Philippine?
Filipino whore gambling addict wife. Make sure, okay? Spend some time with your dad, help him out with the Apple Pay. But when he's delirious and there's a crooked Asian hand rewriting his will, you break those fingers off. Snap those fingers off. Don't let her steal from your father, okay?
More likely than you think.
Hey, Sam, I was at the dinner table one time, and I asked my dad, point blank, hey, if you had to spend your money on a cruise or give some money to your grandchildren, which would you choose? Took about 5 seconds, looked at me sheepishly, and then said, yeah, I'd choose the cruise.
At least he's honest.
Did you say you go on cruises?
Well, I've got a cruise coming up in April, but it's for a bachelor party. I didn't pick it personally. Okay. I don't like cruises. They stink.
So you've been on a cruise?
I have been on, yeah, like 2-3 in my life.
You're a cruise guy.
You're a cruise guy. That's a cruise guy right there. I've never been on a cruise. I'm 40.
Dang.
Have you been on a cruise?
I've never been on a cruise.
Have you been on a cruise?
No, I haven't. I'm a lot older than 40.
I'm a cruise guy.
Boomer that's never been on a boat.
I'm a boomer.
You've gone on a cruise for every one of us here.
I'm a cheeseburger in paradise kind of dude.
I went on one of those gambling things in Massachusetts. You just go out so far and then they start gambling and bring you back in.
So you did. You did a boat related.
River steamboat.
Yeah, it was more like a paddle boat kind of thing. It was
cool.
Nothing fancy. Just some gambling.
Do you gamble a lot?
I don't like gambling.
But do you do it?
I don't do gambling very often.
I don't like taking out the trash, but I do it every
Thursday. I don't do it very often once
in a
while.
When you do gamble, how much do you lose?
So it was really funny that you mentioned that, because yesterday I had to go to my post, which I haven't been to in a while.
What's your post? What is that?
It's American Legion.
Oh.
So he says, so they got this Queen of Hearts game. So he's like, it's down in the cards now. He's like, your chances on winning, which I never win, are really good. So I go there, I suck it up, I look at the bartender and all the drunks, so I buy the tickets, and today was the drawing, but I haven't heard anything.
So you might get word on whether or not that went
I'm
down.
Not gonna win.
You should look into cryptocurrency.
I don't gamble. I've explained cryptocurrency to many of my boomer friends because they just didn't understand X-ing out the banker, the middleman. That's all
it is.
Do
you have any crypto?
I can't afford that. No, I'm too busy supporting everybody. I can't buy anything.
Just put in everything you'd gamble into crypto. Just put it in Coinbase.
It's like a savings account, but like better.
As I told you, somebody gave me the $20 to go and gamble. It wasn't my money.
Should have put it in crypto.
So I didn't
lose. Let's get Gene some NFTs.
That'd be great.
What's an NFT again?
Let's post.
Guys, knock it off.
We're going to do a Solana wallet address. This is all for Gene. Any NFTs you send to this address, we're going to give these to Gene, okay?
Non-fungible token.
If you have any crunchy babies, if you have any shrimps, if you have any ghost pepper boys, any of this fucking shit, crazy babies. You got crazy babies? Send it over.
Which one do you like?
I'm a boomer. Shouldn't it be boomer ones? There's no boomer.
Well, you're a boomer by virtue of us making the address for you to collect these donations here.
My favorite boomer saying that I heard a lot growing up was, your attitude and your aptitude will determine your altitude. It's like, whoa, that was a thinker.
Dr. Seuss-brained.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you keep it up, you're going to have something to cry for.
Did they also invent that when you're hurt and you're a child to, like, pinch you and hurt a different part of your body? Now you forgot about you breaking your leg.
It's like the elastic, and you slap your wrist when you want to quit smoking cigarettes.
It worked for you.
Same thing.
You should just pinch the skin on the back of their hand.
And like the hand motions don't correlate to pinching skin. It's like this.
Yeah.
Pinch.
Bananas to that.
Bananas to that. All right, guys. If you watched this far, we thank you very much. Feel free to check on the rest. There's more? Yes. And it's even better because we've got dirt bikes. We have Nitro Circus. And these walls are going to blast apart Mr. Beast style. And everybody who watches is going to be entered into a raffle. There's no losers in this raffle. I can't tell you what the prize is. Go to MDE.TV and figure it out right now. We'll see you there, MDE.TV. Enjoy.
Introducing Sparky Crisp, using cutting-edge reflective metal science that amplifies heat, helping cook your food evenly, keeping that perfect crisp. Slam! It's killer! Do you want your food crispy? Look at that. It's cooking. If you smell smoke, don't panic. It may attract the fire department for a snack.
False alarm!
That's crispy!
I like my food crispy, and I use this guy. Do you like your food crispy? Get in your car, go to the store, get the Sparky Crisp. You know what's good for you. Once you see the sparks and smoke, it's time to enjoy the show because everything is worth the price of crisp perfection.
All right. What do we got going on with you today, kiddo?
Doctor, I don't even know how to explain it to you. I mean, generally, I feel like I lost all the pep in my step. And it's not depression, it's not anxiety, it's nothing like that. I really feel like I'm just getting older. And that's what I'm looking to get back. I wanna get that feeling, even if it's just a slice, just that feeling like I felt like I was in my 20s. So I don't know if you could check my thyroid or if excess body fat is a thing, but I have a vague suspicion that it might be something wrong medically.
Yeah, you know, you might be a woman. A lot of guys start getting up there age 40, and that's when they put the pieces together and think, maybe I am a little girl.